Hi, everybody. It's Ryan George from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for John Wick that I made a couple of years ago. And then if you like, you can stick around afterwards because I'm going to talk about it and also stop and answer questions and whatnot. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a dog.
So you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think this would be the perfect vehicle for Keanu Reeves.
Well, actually, we make movies, not cars, but thanks so much for coming in.
No. It's like an expression, right? Like a star vehicle.
Oh, a star vehicle.
Yeah.
Like a spaceship.
No.
Well, we don't make spaceships, but thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, I have a movie that would be great for Keanu Reeves.
Oh, well, you should have led with that. What's the movie?
Okay, good. So it's called John Wick, right? And it follows this guy named John Wick.
That explains the title, making a lot of sense so far.
Yeah, and so at the beginning of the movie, his wife dies.
Oh, what does she die of?
She dies of being the wife of the main character in an action movie.
Oh, yeah, that can be deadly.
Yeah, and so she arranges to have a puppy delivered to John so he can have something to love after she's gone.
Very adorable.
Yeah, and so he starts to take care of this dog, right? He feeds it cereal because he doesn't have dog food yet, and he takes it on a joyride around an airport and probably gives it some whiplash.
What?
But while he's out, he goes to the gas station, right? And this spoiled Russian gangster kid Yosef wants to buy his car from him, but he's like, nah, it's not for sale.
Okay.
And in Russian, Yosef says everything has a price, and then John answers back in Russian, so Yosef is like, what?
Oh, he's mad. He's upset.
He's very mad. He's so mad that night, him and his buddies break into John's house.
How did they find out where he lives?
Unclear, and so they beat him up and they steal his car.
Well, as long as the dog is okay.
And they kill his dog.
Okay, some people better die for that.
Oh, don't you worry, they will. That's the whole plot of the movie.
John Wick is gonna kill people for an hour and a half because his dog was murdered?
That's right, sir.
I'm absolutely okay with that, to be honest. You can't mess with dogs.
No, sir, you can't. People like them much more than they like humans.
They certainly do. So what happens next?
Well, Yosef tries to get some new plates for John's car from this guy Aurelio, and Aurelio slaps him in the face.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and so Aurelio gets a call from Yosef's father, Vigo, who's like the head of a criminal enterprise, and he's like, hey, I heard you hit my son. What's up with that?
And what does Aurelio say?
Well, he's like, yeah, I did, sir, because your son stole John Wick's car and killed his dog. And so Vigo's like, oh.
Oh, why is this guy so scared of John?
Well, it turns out that John is like this amazing retired assassin, right? The Russians call him Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga? What does that mean?
It means the boogeyman, sir. You don't have to look it up. It means the boogeyman.
Okay, it says here in Slavic folklore, Baba Yaga is a supernatural being who appears as a deformed old woman with drooping breasts.
What?
So how droopy are John's breasts exactly? Just say when so I know.
Oh, I was so sure it was Boogeyman.
Yeah, I think that's Babeka.
Oh, dang it. Well, I already wrote Baba Yaga.
Well, it's probably fine.
Okay, good. I'd have to, like, reprint this and everything.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it. So what does the droopy-breasted witch do next?
Well, so Vigo sends a bunch of guys to his house to kill him, right?
Okay.
And so John has to kill them all using gun fu.
I think that's pronounced kung fu.
No, it's not kung fu. It's a mix of jujitsu and judo and, you know, shooting people in the face.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so he's gonna shoot a bunch of these assassins point blank in the face and also stab some of them, but mostly shoot them point blank in the face.
That sounds intense. Tense.
Oh, it will be, sir. And we're gonna keep that going throughout the movie, all the way up until, I'd say, the high 70s.
What, Fahrenheit?
No, corpses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're also gonna get glimpses of this, like, assassin underworld that John was a part of. Like, they have a whole system in place.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, like, the cops don't mess with them. They have these little gold coins they use as currency. They even have their own hotel.
Oh, please explain this all to me in excruciating detail.
Actually, I feel like it might be kind of nice to just hint at the mythology rather than shoving it down people's throats.
Can we at least throw a love interest in there for him?
No. Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah, you're making it really tough for me to ruin this thing. Okay, what happens next?
Well, John checks in at this assassin hotel, and there's like a code of honor there. You can't kill anyone while you're in the hotel.
Wow, so people must get shot all the time walking out the front door.
Probably. So he checks in at this hotel, and then he finds out that Yosef is at a nightclub, so he heads over there.
Oh, and what happens there?
Oh, pow, 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 pow.
Were those heads being shot?
Those were heads being shot. Yeah, that's right.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah, so he shoots a guy in the head. He shoots another guy in the head. He also
shoots a guy in the head.
Drowns a guy and snaps his neck, actually.
Oh, mixing things up is tight.
Yeah, and so anyway, Yosef manages to get away, so John goes back to the hotel, but an assassin lady tries to kill him.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that at the hotel.
You're not? No, but somebody offered her a lot of money to break the rules.
Oh, people can be bribed into breaking the rules. That doesn't seem like a safe place to stay at all.
Well, anyway, he survives, so it all works out.
Well, okay then.
And then he finds out that Vigo runs a church as a front for some illegal stuff, so he blows all that stuff up.
Oh, why does he do that?
Well, that lures Vigo and his men out, so John gets a couple more headshots, but then Then he gets hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good, no. So then Viggo has some of his guys suffocate him with a plastic bag.
Well, it's gonna be tough for him to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, John's friend Marcus snipes one of the guys through a window, and then John manages to kill the other one.
But isn't Viggo standing right there?
Oh, no, he left.
He left?
Yeah, no, he figured his men can handle it, so, you know, he took off.
He's been trying to kill John this whole movie. He doesn't stick around for a minute to see if the job gets done?
That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet.
Well, okay then.
So then John catches up with Viggo, and Vigo's like, okay, I'll tell you where my son is, just don't kill me.
And John agrees to that?
That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet.
Well, okay then.
So then John kills Josef in like 2 seconds.
Oh, well, straight to the point.
Yeah, so that's all done, but then Viggo kills Marcus, so John needs to get some more revenge.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, so he tracks down Viggo and kills his men, and that's when we have the movie's big showdown.
So what's the big showdown?
A fist fight with a 60-year-old.
Oh, okay. Is this guy ripped or something?
Not particularly, no.
Is he like a great martial artist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then John manages to kill this guy, and then he finds a dog, and that's it. We're done.
Doggy.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks. I just feel like there's probably a big audience of Matrix fans out there that would love to see Keanu do some more action stuff, you know?
That's a good idea, and if it works, we could kick things up a notch in the sequel.
How would we do that?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I don't love how this turned out. It looks like a creepy Five Nights at Freddy's kind of vibe.
So that John Wick pitch meeting, funny enough, that's one that I initially skipped.
I remember telling the screener and channel manager, it's not gonna work for this one.
And that happens sometimes when movies are focused.
A lot of the problems that I make fun of come from things that are obviously studio notes or trying to cram too much stuff in and too many storylines and whatnot. John Wick was just the most straightforward plot. It's just his dog died and so he killed everyone.
I'm glad I went back and gave it another shot because some people tell me that this is their favorite, that dog moment is one of their favorite moments in all of pitch meetings.
Because that's how we all felt watching John Wick when the dog died, and that's what made the whole movie so satisfying.
You don't mess with dogs.
I know if anyone did anything to my dog, I would immediately track down John Leguizamo.
And also once I discovered the whole Baba Yaga thing, that I was like, okay, I could probably make a pitch meeting for this.
One thing I really liked about the original John Wick is that they hinted at this bigger world without diving into it too much. And that's something that I pointed out in the pitch meeting.
Question time.
Question one, how many people do you have on your production team for scripting, videography, editing, publishing, etc.?
Just me, baby.
Sorry for calling you baby. You're probably a full-grown person.
Yeah, no, writing, shooting, editing all takes place in this very room.
Sometimes during the writing, I'm lying horizontal on the couch and messing up my back.
When I'm 70, I'm gonna look back at this time with a lot of, you know, oh, that was a great time, but I'm gonna be hunched over
and curse my past self for my writing posture.
What I actually don't do in regards to pitch meeting is the publishing and the managing of the actual channel.
That is still within the Screen Rant bubble. There's a channel manager and everything.
I just do all the creative stuff and then I blah, and then they blah.
And then that's kind of the process of how you get the blah, blah, blah.
Question two, how does your approach differ when doing a pitch meeting for a movie versus a TV series?
Well, honestly, TV series take a lot more time for me to do just because instead of watching a 2-3 hour movie, I have to watch sometimes, you know, 10 to 15 hours.
That's a lot more watch time and that's a lot more researching for plot holes.
But once all that work is done, it's pretty similar between movies and TV shows.
I basically treat a pitch meeting for a TV show as if the season was a movie.
Because honestly, that's how a lot of studios treat streaming series now, kind of just like one story told over 8 episodes.
A lot of them could have been really good, tight movies, but they put filler in because streaming series are popular now.
What's your favorite YouTube channel, besides your own, of course? Just curious, little smiley face, little emoji person.
One creator that I've been watching for a while and I absolutely love is Joel Haver.
That's a channel where I watch everything he uploads. I love what he's doing. It's very creative, very funny.
So check out his stuff. You've probably seen his stuff around, but yeah, he's really good.
Has your recording setup changed / evolved much since you started pitch meetings? Much love, heart, little heart emoji, little organ that pumps blood.
It honestly hasn't. It hasn't changed much at all. I'm still using the same camera that I started pitch meetings with, which is just this little thing here. These lights are relatively new just because the old ones broke because they were too old. And this green screen is not very big. And I've thought about getting a bigger, nicer one and stuff, but I know I kind of like that it's restrictive.
When I'm shooting on the green screen, I have like this much room on either side to play with, which I think
has actually been helpful for me in kind of developing my style of comedy. For example, I realized, you know, when I do like, oh, like that kind of oh neck movement, I think that just came from me not having any room to move around on my green screen and wanting to put more emphasis on things.
Oh.
This is a weird job.
Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thanks for watching. Please leave me more questions down below, and I apologize for this dog.